Il avait de grands yeux très clairs, où parfois passaient des éclairs, comme au selvage des orages.
Non, tu ne m'écoutes pas. Tu n'incarnes rien.
Tu dois devenir cette femme amoureuse. Pense comme une actrice.
La Vie en Rose, a new film by Olivier Dahan, tells the story of Edith Piaf, the great French singer who was one of the icons of French culture in the post-war era. Piaf is played by Marion Cotillard, a fine-boned, big-eyed actress who gives one of those bravura biopic performances that seems bent on convincing you that you're actually watching not just the person the movie is about, but an even more real version of that person.
Vous tombez à pic. Allez me chercher le patron. Le qui mope le champagne. Je m'appelle Edith Piaf, j'ai fait des bêtises. Allez, allez, faut que tout le monde s'en va. Même ceux qui ne peuvent pas se sentir. Allez, mon chaud.
Now, this movie has some of the standard satisfactions and also the standard limitations of the Hollywood biopic. It made me wonder if all famous musicians basically have the same life, or if all movies about famous musicians basically tell the same story. Like Ray Charles in Ray and Johnny Cash in Walk the Line, this Edith Piaf rises up from an impoverished, unhappy, traumatic childhood to battle drug addiction, to have a series of love affairs, to collapse on stage, to get in car accidents, to have a lover die in a plane crash, to betray her best friend, to sign record deals, and to just sing her little heart out.
L'hiver viendra et mon seul bien, ce pauvre corps qui je le sens bien, déjà se lasse. Mon bras sur le pavé brutal, passerai sur un lit d'hôpital, un soir d'angoisse.
The director seems to make some very odd choices about what to tell and what not to tell. For example, it's not until the very end of the movie, when Edith Piaf is on her deathbed, that you suddenly have a flashback and discover that when she was a teenager, she had a child who died of meningitis. It's kind of like, oh, by the way, did I mention I had a child and she died? One thing that's not mentioned at all is the Second World War. The movie jumps from 1940, when Edith Piaf meets a soldier who's about to go off to the front, to 1947, when she's in New York falling in love with a French boxer. And it seems odd that a movie about such a major figure in the history of France would not have anything about her life in the major event of 20th century French history. So all in all, this is a rather baffling movie. It just doesn't feel particularly urgent or necessary. It doesn't feel like it adds anything to your understanding of this fascinating and strange figure.